tonight, I'm going to be talking about the faith of Abraham. Everybody say the faith of Abraham. Amen. You know, pastors mentioned over the last couple months the name Abraham. You know, Abraham was our forefather, and he's the forefather of faith. And if there's one thing that I love is I love faith. Faith is such a simple in some ways and difficult in other ways concept and reality. And God is the author and the finisher of our faith, of course, Jesus is. But he set it up, and if he wants us to use our faith to please him, Hebrews 11 and 6 says, then we're going to have to give him some faith. Amen? We're going to have to give him some faith, and we got to learn about faith. And since Abraham is a great example of faith, because he is the forefather of faith. Now, this guy was 75 years old. He was living in a land of captivity. Well, I don't know, he was in captivity, but he was a captive to idols. And his group of people there were serving idols and worshiping those idols. And then God spoke to him at 75 years old. Everybody say 75. So if God can speak to somebody, a 75-year-old man, then he could speak to us at any age. So it's never too late to get the word of God from God, a word from God. Amen? So it says here over in Isaiah chapter, let me put my glasses on, Isaiah chapter 51, this is the prophet Isaiah. He says, yes, think about Abraham, your ancestor. The prophet is speaking. Think about Abraham, your ancestor, and Sarah, who gave birth to a nation. Abraham was one man when I called him. And when I blessed him, he became a great nation. Now, Abraham was blessed because of his faith. And you and I are going to be blessed because of our faith. Now, over in Hebrews chapter 12 was the command that God gave unto Abraham. He gave this promise to him when he was 75 years old. He said, now the Lord said unto Abraham, get you out of your country, and out of your cousins, your kindred, and from your father's house unto the land that I will show you. A, I will make you a great nation. This is some blessings. I'll make you a great nation. B, I will bless you and make your name great, and you'll be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curse you. C, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So he gave them there, I just put it in ABC understanding, of what God gave unto Abraham when he was 75 years old. Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. So that is amazing that God spoke to this man and he gave him a blessing. Now that blessing doesn't pertain to us as in we got to go to another country and we've got to do this and we're going to have all these kids. No, it has to do that Abraham was an old man and God blessed him by faith. His faith became turned into a blessing. His faith became a blessing. And the blessing that I want to talk to you about is found over in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. Romans 4 and verse 17. This is Abraham. Everybody say Abraham. Abraham was a man of faith. You and I are men and women of faith. And if we're going to be blessed like faithful Abraham, then we're going to have that same kind of a blessing. We're going to be able to receive. Now, I don't want to have any more kids. I've got four kids. But there is things in my life that I desire. I desire that I would have a prosperity. I desire that I would have health and healing. If I'm sick, I desire healing, of course. If I'm not well, I desire healing. Amen? We could focus on just healing. But there's a multitude of things that God has given us, and we are receiving it by faith. If you're troubled in your mind, have you ever seen anybody that's troubled in their mind? They're anxious, they're worried, they're fretful, they're just bent right out of shape. Well, God's word, through faith, like the faith of our father Abraham, would be able to help them to understand that through the scriptures, you can have a sound mind. Isn't that exciting? So whatever you need, that's what your faith through God will be able to get unto you. And it's the faith of Abraham. Abraham was an old man, and he had to believe God. Him and Sarah had to believe God to be able to have a baby. Now, a 75-year-old man is not going to be having too many kids, I don't think. I guess it's possible in Hollywood. But anyways, more than likely, the woman is old as well, and so they're not going to have any kids. But when God promised him that he's going to be a father of many nations, then he could count on it. He laughed at the beginning. Abraham laughed. Sarah laughed. They laughed. They said, "This is impossible. This is impossible." And they laughed. "Am I going to have a kid? Ah, ha, ha, ha." But guess what? God says, don't laugh. Don't laugh when God gives you a promise. When he gives you a word, you and I have to be able to hang on to that word and say, "This is my word, and I'm standing on it. I've got a word from God." I like when pastor says he's pastor, senior pastor. Why? He said he doesn't have to wake up in the morning and bang his head against the wall and scratch. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? No, it was placed in his heart some 30 years ago. It's a done deal. Amen? And God puts that into people's hearts and into their lives, and it comes through the word of God. When Abraham heard the word, I'm going to be a father of many nations. And he held fast to it. He didn't look at circumstances around him. He believed. He was a believer who against hope believed in hope. And he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded what God you promised, you're well able to perform. Okay? Okay, amen, amen. Over in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 7, and we'll get to Romans, but it says here in Galatians 3, 7, 9, and 29, it says, "Know ye therefore that they who are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." I'm a child of Abraham. "So then those that are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." You know, the Jewish race of people came later. It was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jacob's name was turned to Israel, which is the Jewish people. So even before all the Jews were around, Abraham was a man walking in faith. And we are blessed with faithful Abraham. So anytime we operate in faith, we are doing God's will. Actually, I don't want to cause any doctrinal controversy, but I am a Jew. Amen. Pastor agrees. I got a positive. Amen. I'm a spiritual Jew. And even if they are a nationality, like my nationality is Ojibwe. No, it's not. It's Ukrainian. My grandpa and grandma, they weren't married back then, and they came to, I don't know how it all works. But anyways, there's a whole pile of them that came from Ukraine on a boat, and they dropped them off over there. And so I'm one of the grandkids. And so, but spiritually speaking, we are Jewish people, and Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Now, let's get back to this, and I want to make some sense. The purpose of this message is that we do have the faith of Abraham. We have the faith of Abraham, and since Abraham received promises, you and I can receive promises. That is the purpose of this message. So if you're wondering what this message is about, the purpose is that we have the faith of Abraham, and I could operate in that faith, and I could receive promises from God. I could receive my healing. Now, there can be challenges, but I could receive my healing. I could receive my prosperity. There's more than enough jobs for every single person in this city. Amen? There's more than enough. I could receive a house, a H-O-U-S-E house. I can. When I went to Tulsa and I was getting married to Cindy, she was so bent out of having a house. I was just happy I was getting married. I was, you know, woohoo! First thing she does, we get there, I want to give my car away. You want to what? Give your car away. I'm just happy we had two cars. So she gave away, she had a little hatchback Honda, she gave it away. So we got to get it on. Then she's bugging me, get a car. I said, "You just gave your car away." So we went and bought this 1998 green Civic. And then she, no, I don't want to talk bad about Cindy. So anyways, but that car went, and then we got another one. Amen. I love my wife. And she is back. She is just recuperating from her holidays. No, it wasn't holidays. It was a trip. Okay, back to business. Amen. With this faith of Abraham, we could receive everything we need because we are children of faith. Say, "I'm a child of faith." Child of faith. Amen. And you and I operate in faith. We got the same faith as Abraham, the exact same faith. And so it says here, know ye, this is Galatians 3, 7, and then 9, and then 29. I don't know how you would do that on the screen, but you're big girl, Kelsey. And it says here, know ye therefore that they that are of faith. Does it say that? If you are Christ, you're Abraham's seed. Know ye they that are of faith. Kelsey, it is Galatians 3, 7. Is that 3, 7? That they which are of faith are the same as the children of Israel. So if anything, look at that scripture. That'll give you faith right there that we are the children of Abraham. So then those that are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. And if you are Christ's, this must be verse 29, then you are Abraham's offspring and heirs according to the promise. Right there, look at that. And if you are Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So it is that we are faith kids of a faith God, and we got faith just like Abraham. Now those faith principles come in 4 points that Abraham did, and you and I can receive the same thing of anything that we are believing God for by those things. Number one is have the word. Everybody say have the word. Abraham had the word. I'm going to do this and that for you. That's good. That's Abraham's blessing. But we are children of faith, so I need a word. I need the Bible word of what the word says to me, not to someone else. I want my own word. I want my own word. Now, the word is defined in two words. There's logos, which is the written word, but then there's rhema. Everybody say rhema. Rhema. Rhema is the spoken. It's the live word. Now, we read this word logos in and out. Keep reading it. Keep reading it. Keep listening to it. Keep listening to it. But then all of a sudden, some trouble comes. Some trouble comes, Arthur. There's some trouble. What are you going to do? All of a sudden, on the inside of you, something's going to spring up, bubble up on the inside of you, bring illumination to your mind, and that is your rhema word. That is your live word from God. And if Jesus Christ himself was standing here, he would say the same thing to you, exactly the same thing to you. Many people have the logos, the written word, but they don't got the rhema word. You got to get that logos down in your heart and get it alive that when the trouble comes, when any circumstance comes, I got the rhema word, the live word. Many times I walk in love. Why? Because immediately God says, walk in love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love thinks nothing of the wrong done unto you. Yeah, go ahead. Throw tomatoes at me. Yeah, da, 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 da. Throw a knife, a couple knives in the back. Come on. Oh, but I'm walking in love. Okay, what else you want? Thinks nothing bad. I'm not thinking bad at you. I know you got 10 knives, but you throw them away. And he's throwing the knives. But I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to be a man of love. Come on, somebody come slap me. Pastor Steve, come give me a good slap. Immediately, I felt blood rushing. Coming? I was waiting to see how hard this slap was going to be. The cat's back was up. But here, Pastor Steve walked in love, and he gave me a gentle tap. Amen? And so when something arises and comes, that rhema word we needed. And I love the rhema word. I love the rhema word. I'm not talking about rhema in Tulsa. I'm not talking about rhema Bible Training Center. I'm not talking about Brother Hagin. I'm talking about a live, living word from God. A word from heaven that's bubbling up inside my heart that I love. And you can go through hell, you can go through trouble, and yet you've got that rhema, that live word. So number one, if we're going to have the faith of Abraham, we're going to have the word. If you can't get you don't have a rhema word, a live one, then go ahead and read. Read, read, read. I love Pastor. He got himself this book, and it was the promises for the children. I didn't know there was that many promises for children. That's how many promises in a book written for children. And it's the same with every area of life. God does not want us defeated on any score. No score whatsoever. My Bible from Genesis to Revelations is about overcoming victory in every area of life. Yeah, I may not have a Mercedes Benz. I may not have a Learjet. Well, I don't need a Learjet. In fact, I don't care too much for flying. I like to be on the road. I'll take a motorcycle and some vehicles. We'll be fine. But, you know, you've got to have your really faith working if you're on a plane, eh? Because there's only one shot there. Now, I did hear of some person that survived a plane wreck. A wreck. One. And so the number one is, so whatever you want, whatever you're looking for, whatever you desire, everybody say desire. Desire. Because desire's in line with the word. I'm not talking about, yeah, I'm going to open up this club and, no, that's not scriptural. You're not going to get no word from God. I'm talking about a dancing disco club. You're going to have stuff in line with the Bible. You're going to be making beaded earrings and stuff. You're not going to be selling like shots. Okay. What kind of a drink are we going to be staking? Okay. So number one, you got to have the word. The number one is have a word. So if you got anything, the purpose of this message is that you and I have the faith of Abraham, but you got to have a word. You got to have a logos, you got to have a rhema, you got to have a written word, you got to have a live word inside of your spirit. Proverbs 4 and verse 20, it says, my son, attend unto my words, incline your ears unto my sayings. Proverbs, where are you? My son, attend unto my words, incline your ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart. Why? Because they're life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Oh, do you want life? You're going to have them in God's word. Do you want health to your flesh? It's going to be in God's word. My son, attend unto the words. Attend unto the words. Thank God for eating healthy. And I'm a big fan of eating healthy to know about it. And I believe it. And I do eat a salad at times. But my friends, I tell you with all honesty and sincerity, I know people in Saskatchewan that have died. They were literally vegetarians. One was 40 and the other one was 60, and these were healthy women and beautiful Christians too, just to let you know. Christian before I even was considered a Christian. And so I don't think it's just in health, but health, food is important. And so, but there's a middle of the road there that we got to believe God, amen? That is life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, your word is bringing health to my flesh. And of course, we're not going to be radically crazy and just eating bacon 24/7. Raw. All the fat. You wouldn't want to do that. No, you want to be, you know, you want to be on the up and up. Okay, so that was the first one is have the word. My son, attend unto my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Mark 13:31, it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. God's words will never pass away. So that's number one is have the word. Number two, the faith of Abraham, which is our faith. We got to believe the word. You got to believe the word. 2 Corinthians 4:13, that's an extra one, Kels. 2 Corinthians 4:13, I got that one just before when Pastor Roman walked by my door. That one came to me, so I had to write it down. We believe, and therefore we speak. You also believe, and therefore speak. We have that same spirit of faith. I believe, and therefore I've spoken. I believe, and therefore I've spoken. What do you believe? I believe that this is a horrible life. You know, this is a piece of garbage and everything is bad and God ain't around. You can't hear him. Where is he? He's nowhere to be seen. No, he's not seen. You've got to walk by faith to see God. You got to know that he's there and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You got to believe that he is. You got to believe that he is and he's a rewarder. That's the thing when it comes to God. He's the greatest faith God there ever was. He comes as a little bitty baby. Imagine Jesus, a little bitty baby, and he's 12 years old. and he wants to be about his father's business. That is so cute. A 12-year-old kid, so cute. Oh, what do you want to be about your father's business? You cute little guy. Come on with us for another 18 years in the working in the sawmill. He's working away. But he was a faith guy. He said, didn't you know I must be about my father's business? Mary, a faith woman, what did she say? Be it unto me according to your word, and conceived a baby. That was a one-time deal with her and with everybody. That's one time. The word came, one time, and it conceived Jesus in a womb by the power of the Holy Spirit. One word from God. That's a rhema word. That's a live word. John the Baptist's dad wasn't as smart as that, and he started to buck the system. How can this be? And God says, okay. The angel said, your mouth is going to be shut solid. You're not going to say one word. I don't know what the attitude was behind the angel, but I'm just being a mean guy. Your mouth is going to be shut. We're going to shut your mouth. You're not going to, I'm going to shut your mouth. I'm going to tape it shut. You're never going to say a word. Because you're going to shut your mouth. Or he could have said, John the Baptist's dad, because you have doubts arising, you will not speak. He goes his way. And he couldn't speak for those 9 months. And then when it came time to name that baby, they say, let's name him Zacharias. Let's name him this. He immediately gets a tablet. His name is John. Well, John, yeah, that's the name. His name's John. And his mouth was open. Glorify God. But Mary, she said, be it unto me according to the word. So the word is so important. So number one, have the word. Number two, you got to believe that word. Everybody say, believe the word. I believe and therefore I've spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Romans 10:10, it says, for with the heart, your heart is your spirit, the real you on the inside. For with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made. When I came to that place with Jesus come into my heart, there was no ands, buts about it. I'm ready to confess him as Lord. I run my race with the devil, and now I want to believe that I'm going to be running my race with God. So I bend down on the grass there, and I said, if there's anything you could do, can you help me? But I was in sincere honesty as a person could speak. God wants honesty out of all of us. You could bluff him for a bit. He's really not bluffed. But you could play games, you know. Oh, do this for me, man. I'll serve you. Okay, he does it, and then you go your way. I was sincere. I was sincere as most human could be sincere. That's why when we stand before God, it's not going to be like, is he getting in? Is he getting out? No. He knows every ounce. Whether you love Jesus with every fiber of your being, every ounce of you loves him. And I did that, and I confessed him, and to me it was a done deal. And then all of a sudden the reality came, wow, I thought I would just be, quitting sin and, you know, whatever bad things I've done and we're doing, I'll stop that, and that'll be good enough for God. But I realized that you became a new creation on the inside of you. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And if we're born again, alive unto God, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That means that we're clean, we're washed, we're sanctified, hallelujah, we're clean for Jesus, hallelujah. And we maintain our thought life, we maintain our life thereon. So anyways, when I said sanctified, I don't know about sanctified, the Bible says this is your sanctification, that you abstain from fornication, that would be sex out of marriage. So sanctification is another word, not like righteousness. Righteousness is you're in right standing with God. But anyways, that's for another topic. The pastor, I'm sure, will handle that sometime. Amen? Okay, so one is have the word. Number two, you got to believe that word. For what the heart man believes, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Number three is don't look at those circumstances. Don't look at the circumstances that surround you. Don't look at those circumstances. Don't look at those circumstances. Now, this is in my Bible here, and I want to read the whole portion of Scripture right now. It's in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. Everything you need is in there. The four main points of having the word, believing the word, don't looking at the circumstances, and then giving glory to God, which is the last point and the highlight, because you give glory to God for what he said and how you are believing and how are you acting on it. So I'm going to read that portion of scripture, and then we'll dig a little bit more into it. So verse 17, it says, as it is written, I have made you. Well, we'll go to 16. Is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Verse 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. See, this is God speaking. That's the word. Before him whom he believed, God, which quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. So he calls those things which be not. There's no kid there, but he says, you're going to call those things. You are Abraham now. Your name's changing to Abraham. You are the father of many nations. Even though there was no kid around, I made you the father of many nations. I'm giving you the word, I made you, which means when you break it down, he's got to have a baby, he's got to have a kid, and he's got to believe God for that kid. You know, sometimes with that kid, there is one person in Yorkton. She came and she was devastated. She's married and she said, oh, we can't have any more kids. We can't have any more kids. I looked at her and there was not 1 ounce of doubt in me. Not 1 ounce of doubt. I said, oh, yes, you can. Because I knew through the power of the Spirit of God that she could have a baby. And did you know what? She had a baby. I immediately, as soon as she had that baby, I went back to her and I said, you had a baby. And she said, you know, something must have changed. But yet the doctor said it's impossible. The doctor says it's impossible. But you know, with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. And thank God when the word of God comes, it's beautiful. And the Bible is so wonderful, and the truths of the realities are so great. I'm going to use the illustration, but a pastor's mother, he had it in his heart. I'm going to go pray for her. She's going to be healed. This is a serious situation. It was because of the anointing, and she came out of it. She was healed. Isn't that amazing? Because the word comes at that time to go put your finger in that incubator. Why? Because the word of the Lord, the anointing of God. So there's cases where it's a sure thing, it's a done deal, and it's going to happen. But other times, you know, people have to respond. They have to say, God, I want you. I'm hungering for you. So with Abraham here, it says here, he calls those things which be not as though they were, who against hope, it was a hopeless situation, he believed even in hope. It's going to be possible that he might be the father of many nations. Verse 18, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith. Everybody say, not weak in faith. He was not weak in faith. He considered not his own body. I consider not right now. Let's not consider. Just take a moment of time and don't consider. I'm not going to consider situations and circumstances. I'm not going to look to them. I'm not going to look to the pain. I'm not going to look to my anxiousness about this area or that area. Maybe financial. I'm not going to look to that. I'm going to look to you. Amen. I'm strong in faith. I'm giving glory to God. I'm going to look to God who is bigger and greater than any possibility that man could ever conjure up. I'm going to look to God. I'm going to say, God, I consider not my own body now dead, being about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I'm not going to consider. I'm not going to consider how I feel. You know, you got to, those five physical senses are a blessing when you're having a good time, when you're going out to eat and you're hungry. Not when you're not hungry, that's a different story. But if you're hungry and you're going out to eat and you're having something that you really like to eat, oh, man. Whew, I tell you. You can just feel it, amen? You could just sense it, oh, this is great. And so the feelings are good at times. Or maybe when your wife or your husband says, oh, I love you. You are just such a great man, oh, man. You are such a hard worker. Oh, man. Oh, you work all day. You provide for me and the kids. Oh, what a man I got. I got a real man. Come here, honey. I want to give you some loving. But if you don't get that, then you walk by faith, amen? Or how about if you're single? Now, I was single, and I was upset at times. One of the first times was at the Pentecostal church in Preston, Saskatchewan. This kid is getting married. I'm like 25 years old. He is like an 18-year-old kid. He's getting married to a beautiful Chinese lady. I got no girlfriend. He got everything. Doesn't seem fair, does it? Oh, man. That was the first time I felt that jealousy. I had a friend in Winnipeg. He's still my friend. I haven't seen him for 20 years. I want to get a hold of him again, but he saw some, he says, you know, that guy right there, he's got twins, twin boys. And this guy in Winnipeg loved hockey. And he said, that guy, he's got a wife, he's got kids. You know, there's some people so upset about other people. They got kids. Some people don't have kids. You know, whatever it is, everybody's got something. Everybody's got a challenge. Everybody's got a test. Everybody goes through something. But like Abraham, if you are a man or a woman of faith, you're going to consider not. I don't consider it. I absolutely do not consider it. I look to the Word of God. Amen? I look to the Word of God, and I don't consider those things. They're there, but I don't consider them. I'm not going to even pay it any mind, pay it any attention. I remember getting a couple of nasty letters. I made it open up that stove. I didn't even read it. I just threw it in there. Close up the fire. Go my way. I'm better than that. You consider not. Everybody say consider not. You can't consider it. If you're walking by faith, if you got the faith like faithful Father Abraham, bless God. You and I are not going to consider. Amen? We're going to consider not. We're going to have God's word. We're going to believe God's word, and we're going to consider not. Consider not. What did he not consider? He considered not his own body now dead, being 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not. I understand about staggering. That's those drunks. They stagger this way and stagger that way. And again, I'm not mocking drunks. I'm just saying with God, all things are possible. He would love them not to be drunk. He loved them to be sober-minded, clear-thinking, walking a straight line. Walk a straight line? Sure. Touch your nose. Okay. So it says here, he considered, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Everybody say strong.
Strong.
He was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded. What God promised, he's well able to perform. Isn't that amazing? Something so simple, like the faith of Abraham, is have the word, believe the word. Don't look at those contrary circumstances. Don't consider them. But give glory to God. Let's all stand. Being fully persuaded what God had promised, he's well able to perform. Father, we want to thank you for your word. We thank you for your logos. We thank you for your rhema word. We thank you, Father, for the word that we've heard and heard and heard over the years about who we are in Christ. Oh boy, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What I heard about healing himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Thank you, Jesus himself. He took it. Hallelujah, Jesus, you took it. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. I've got the faith of Abraham, and so I call myself healed. I call myself, I'm a healthy guy. I call myself healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Oh, I say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Hallelujah. I've got one of the sharpest, quickest minds. Hallelujah. I got the mind of Christ. Oh, I think on things that are true, lovely, of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, I think on those things. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards my heart and guards my mind through Christ Jesus. Woo-hoo-hoo! I'm thinking, hallelujah. Are you thinking on things that are true and lovely? Not on the trash. Not on the garbage. Not on the fighting, the bickering, the bad things. We think on good things. Hallelujah, Father, with you all things are possible. Hallelujah. Let God be true and every man a liar. God's word will prevail when everything else is gone. Hallelujah, we will look to you. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you for our healing. We thank you for our deliverance. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
Amen. Praise God. I was just thinking of that Rod Parsley song. Whose report will you believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. Amen. We're going to believe God. We're going to trust in God. Hallelujah. So if we're going to have the faith of Abraham, we're going to have the word. You're always going to have the word. If you think that you're going to try to make it without the word, you're sadly wrong. You can go by feelings. I've heard all kinds of stories. I heard about the lake of fire. One guy on the railroad says, I saw the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Imagine having a vision like that. He says it was beautiful, the most beautiful city coming down. That man, he went and he got a hold of the bull cook. She was a lady. Nice. He took her away from the camp. Shacked up with her for a little bit. I believe he got married and lives in Portage. But anyways, the moral of the story is it doesn't matter how supernatural, how spectacular a vision is. You could see an angel. You could see an angel. He could talk to you. It doesn't matter. Thank God for it. Thank God for supernatural, spectacular things that could happen. And they do happen. But that won't hold you. What will hold you is the word of God. Hallelujah. And just for old time's sake, amen, Pastor Hagin, he says, you got to stand on the word. Junior says that. I don't want to be sacrilegious, but I'm standing on the word. So you got to have that word. Then you got to believe that word. Then you can't look at the circumstances. Consider them not. And then give God glory. Let's give him glory once more. Father, we want to thank you for every word that you said. Your precious word. You've sustained us thus this far. This many years in our Christian life, you've sustained us. You've been faithful. You've been good. Hallelujah. You've been better than ever that I could ever imagine or dream. Hallelujah. You've been good. Yes, we desire more. But we do walk by faith. And if you want more, you got to walk by faith. If you want to see more, step out in faith. If you want to see more, step out in faith. Step out on what I said. Do what I said. Act as I said, and you'll have more. Take a step of faith and speak my word. Take a step of faith and believe my word. Take a step of faith and don't look at those contrary circumstances. But give me glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that we do give you glory. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, saying, use us for your good. Use us for your glory. Give each one, hallelujah, insight into the word for whatever they're looking for in life. Hallelujah. Your answer is there. And we believe you and we walk by faith. And we shall be exactly like you said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we want these blessings here and now. Thank God when we get to heaven. There's certain things we'll receive in heaven. But here and now, We want health and healing. I don't need no health and healing in heaven. Hallelujah. I need my body quickened by your spirit right now in my inner man. Hallelujah. I need to think clear now. I need my finances, hallelujah, in line now. Hallelujah. I want to be a blessing where I can be a blessing by faith, stepping out. Hallelujah. Pastor was talking about that certain amount of finances that would take to wipe this mortgage right out. Amen. Well, there's people that have finances that could wipe it right out. Amen. Little old $100,000. What's $100,000? Peanuts. You know, the by faith, Rhema, that big building there, they built it for, I believe it was $13 million. That's a lot. That's big, eh? But praise God, all things are possible. Amen. Thank God for whatever anyone does and stepping out in faith, believing God, trusting in God, saying that it's not over. Amen. Come on, Jennifer, I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. You can leave your bag on. That's okay. Stretch forth your hands. Amen. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for Jennifer. Hallelujah. The good word that's been sown in her all her life. Hallelujah. Brings forth buds. Hallelujah. Brings forth blessings. Brings forth fruit. Thank you, Jesus. Abundancy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Not one word of God shall return to him void. Not one word of God shall return to him void. Not one word from God shall return void. For his word has said it. It is established in the heavens. Hallelujah. It is fulfilled. And when God says it, hallelujah, that's ours. Amen. So God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And remember, you got the faith of Abraham. Remember, everybody say, I have the faith. Just like Abraham. Amen. God bless you.